It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at WhiskeyAmbitions.com. It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. Or do something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Welcome to this special mini-sode of Bourbon Pursuit, where we didn't have an actual... Actually, we do have plenty of podcasts released. However, what we wanted to do is we wanted to kind of do a little kind of a spotlight, a showcase on the person behind the scenes. And I got this idea from Dennis Weedman on YouTube. He made a comment that said, "I hear so much about Lauren. Fred talks about it all the time on his Above the Charts. Tell us more about Lauren." And I figured with Christmas and holidays and New Year coming around, what a better time than actually getting to know the woman behind the scenes that actually makes this podcast sound as good as it does. So welcome to today's show, getting to know the editor behind the podcast, our producer, sound engineer, quality control, you name it, Lauren Coleman.
Hi, everybody.
And my wife. I forgot to mention my wife.
that's the least important part of my role here.
Yeah, so there wasn't much setup of what had to actually like, you know, trying to figure out like, what time should we be able to get together and do this before? It's like, can we just go to the basement and do this now?
Yep, we're together all the time.
And that's, you know, I think that's the part that you hate about it is that not only do you hear my voice during the day, you also hear it at night and you just can't get away.
Yeah, pretty much hear Kenny's voice 24/7. I'm just like dreaming about your voice all the time.
But is it a nightmare or is it like an actual?
It's debatable.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's a nightmare. You know, sometimes it's so wonderful. I'm so lucky to get to hear your voice all the time.
You're the biggest liar. Y'all can't see the sarcasm just like screaming through the microphones in the room here.
I think I'm always mad at you because I've had to listen to you all the time.
And you're constantly correcting everything that we have to do as well.
I know. And you don't take feedback very well. You know, I'm kind of working on that. That's something, you know, you always say you want to get better, but I don't really think that you take my feedback as well as you could.
Okay, you're right. I'm not even going to try to argue against that one. So we took an opportunity to actually pull some of our patrons and grab a few different questions here. So kind of like in a nutshell, what does it look like to produce an episode of the podcast?
Well, I take all the files that you give me, which sometimes are wonderful and sometimes are a little more challenging, but I lay them all out in my editing software, go through, listen to it, remove anything that maybe you shouldn't have said.
There's the quality control coming through.
Yes, I'm very big on quality control and very much an editor. So I like to cut stuff and remove it. You know, go through, listen to it, clean it all up, put in all the ads, take Fred's Above the Char, add the music, your intro, get it all together, export it, publish it to YouTube, Facebook, and the podcast via our website. and then make a thumbnail, get it all out there. I'm ready to go for 6:30 a.m. every Thursday morning. So I've been doing an episode plus the whiskey quickies for almost 2 years now without a break. And I, to be fair, asked for a break for Christmas and then maybe once in the summertime for vacation. But instead of getting a break, I get to do an episode about me, which is kind of a nightmare because I love to be behind the scenes. And now here I am in the spotlight.
Well, it's a small spotlight. And I guess before we kind of tell about that, like, it's not that you just all of a sudden like quit what you were doing and decided to become a podcast editor. You went to school for video production and stuff like that. So just quick background about
quick
who
background.
You are.
All right. So when I was in high school, I actually got into, you know, broadcasts, and I really loved doing the news at our school and everything like that, and got into video production. So I decided that's what I wanted to do for my career. And I went to the University of Cincinnati. I have a degree in electronic media. It was a really great experience. I always say my college experience was very different than Kenny's. Kenny was very much about his fraternity and having a lot of fun. And I really loved the school part. I had a lot of fun too, to be fair. But I really loved all the things that we got to do at school. We made a lot of like short films. We did a news program. I did a radio program. I learned some audio engineering. We recorded bands, all kinds of fun stuff. And it was a really good experience. So I've been kind of in this media world since high school.
That sounds way cooler than Econ 101.
Yeah, I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts, so I didn't take any math or science classes, but I have a lot of art history, you know, very useful stuff.
So anybody that also doesn't know, so Lauren actually used to work at Heaven Hill before mm-hmm. she came over here too. So there's another question that came in is, you know, how many days a week do you miss working for Heaven Hill instead of working for the podcast?
Well, working for Heaven Hill was great. I made a lot of good friends, and I think that was probably my favorite part. Obviously, you know, bourbon is a fun industry, and I'm glad that I still get to be in the liquor and spirits industry. I definitely miss my coworkers. Kenny is not as fun to work with.
I got my headphones on, yeah. Like I'm zoned in. Don't talk to me.
Right. And I really had a lot of good friends at Heaven Hill, and we just had a lot of fun together working side by side all day. And Kenny just, he kind of ignores me.
I don't have that water cooler talk kind of vibe to me. No, it's, I feel like I have so much stuff to do. I've got to constantly be productive.
Right.
That's my issue.
Yeah. So I kind of miss having random conversations about random things that you really don't talk about with other people besides people that you sit next to 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So they're completely unimportant conversations, but they make the day go by and they're fun.
Well, I'll try to get better about watching The Bachelor and we'll have more
conversations. Yeah.
Another question that came in is, are you ever worried about me spending too much on bourbon and not being able to pay the mortgage? Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/bourbon. If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon, the farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people like you and me who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's PLUS.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription. Uh, Another question that came in is, are you ever worried about me spending too much on bourbon and not being able to pay the mortgage?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Yeah, I am. I have no idea how much you spend on bourbon, to be fair. We're very fortunate, and then we do get a lot of bourbon sent to us, so that helps kind of curb that. But we have enough to open up a liquor store for sure. And
well, I mean, we'd be sold out in a few hours, but...
Maybe. It depends on how you price it. But I always, my biggest fear really is if my house was to ever catch on fire, I'm pretty sure it would explode because of all the alcohol that we have in our basement.
It'd be a fast burn. I don't know if it'd explode, but it'd be a fast burn.
I'm probably more concerned about that. If I lose my house, it's probably more likely to be because of that, not because you couldn't pay the mortgage.
So another one is, what's one thing most people don't know about Kenny and Ryan that you think that they should know?
Oof, that's a really hard one. I don't know. I feel like your personalities really shine through on the podcast. I'm not sure I could come up with anything off the top of my head.
That's probably true. Ryan is definitely the laid back people's champ.
Yeah.
I'm more like I got to corral everybody and lead the conversation.
Very much are kind of leading everybody. And it might go really off the rails if you weren't there. But I feel like that comes through pretty much on the podcast. You all joke about that all the time. So I don't know if I really have anything like that juicy that would surprise anybody.
And so another question is, if you were going to co-host your own podcast, what would it be about?
I personally would probably never co-host a podcast because I hate being on camera. I hate being in front of the microphone. And I'm pretty mad at Kenny right now for making me do this.
But let's not forget that you would probably be something maybe with handbags.
I mean,
that's your other passion.
I know. I'm sure that's very exciting to all your listeners. But I do really like handbags. But I don't know how much I could really talk about them all day. So I don't think... I'm sure you could find a lot of history and stuff. But that's why I love bourbon, because there's so many different stories and people involved in it. And I'm not sure how far you could go with that, with handbags.
I mean, I didn't really look, but there's 1.6 million podcasts out there. I guarantee you there's one on handbags.
There probably is. I have never listened to it, though. There
is. Because you don't have time to listen to the podcast.
I don't have time. I honestly don't really want to listen to other podcasts because all I do is listen to a podcast like all week.
Doing that, and then you're editing for the next week and then preparing for the week after that.
Always preparing. I never stop.
And so kind of like the last question to kind of round this one out a little bit is, you know, how do you think that we work together to keep a balance among the different roles in our lives?
Ooh, I would say that's probably one of the most challenging things about it, especially this year with everything going on. We've been home pretty much
we haven't
permanently
left.
Since March, and that is so challenging. Like, I cannot wait to leave my house. I love my house. It's great, you know, and I like working at home.
You probably want me to get out of the house.
I absolutely do. He used to travel all the time, and like,
I haven't gone
anywhere.
It was
so stressful.
I've lost all my statuses.
Yeah, no free flights in the next couple years.
They're gone.
Yeah. It is so hard to never get to be alone, because, you know, kind of borderline that introvert, extrovert. I love to be around people, you know, and have fun, but I also love to be at home and love to be by myself and just chill out and kind of relax and re-energize. And I definitely miss that. So it is hard. And also not going to an office or having that kind of 9-to-5 job, I feel like I'm always working, because even our dinner table conversations will be about the podcast. And It's great. I love it. And I'm so happy that I get the opportunity to do this and that we're doing well and growing. But it is hard to not really ever feel like you get away from it. So
it is. I mean, I'm probably the worst at it, because my brain is constantly going between this pursuit spirits. Yeah. And
that might be one thing people don't know about you, but you definitely spend so much time working on this. And he, you know, tries to respond to every message. He reads everything that people say. You know, he's always trying to make us better, and he just doesn't stop ever. I keep telling him, like, you gotta stop, because he cannot sleep at night. I think he probably stays awake for like 4 hours a night because he cannot think, like, cannot sleep, because he cannot relax or shut off his brain. So I'm really trying to get him to, like, you gotta chill out, you gotta relax. But I just don't know. He's just very focused, and he wants to make everything the best it can be.
Ryan told me last night I should be a little bit more, like, he said he took a quote from Joe Rogan about what he does with his social media, his post and ghost.
He doesn't respond.
Don't respond to anything. Yeah. But I was like, oh, you can't do that. Like, we're not big enough to do that.
Like, and it's kind of funny. Ryan will sneak in like every once in a while and just post a random thing. And I always laugh because I always know when it's Ryan. Like, there's no question. But he just kind of like throws it out there. And he doesn't go back and look at it. But he is a good post, you know. He posted one last night about the Matthew McConaughey book. And I knew that wasn't you because you don't read.
He was like posting about reading. I was doing spreadsheets for Pursuit Spirits until midnight last night. And he's over there reading a book and relaxing.
Oh, man. Ryan, how dare him, you know, just like chill out, you know, and enjoy life. You should take a page from that book every once in a while and learn how to just relax and that everything will be okay. And on the work, we'll all be there when you get back.
Yeah. Well, there's always going to be more work to be done. So, Lauren, I'm going to say thank you again for taking this time. And special thanks to everybody that was listening to this little mini-show today to get to know a little bit more about Lauren. If you like it, make sure you let us know. Maybe we'll get to have her on again and get her.
I don't have to be on again. I'm totally fine. I don't need any credit. You know, they always try to give me a shout out. And I'm always editing. I'm like, oh, y'all don't need to say that. I'm fine behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to give everybody like where they can follow you on social media?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, we'll pass.
No, you can find. I'm sure if you look hard enough, you can find me. They'll reshare some of my posts on Bourbon Pursuit's Instagram every once in a while when I find a funny YouTube comment or if somebody says something funny that I'll share.
What was the last funny one? Somebody said that we looked like teenagers stealing.
Yeah,
drinks.
Like college kids in their father's basement. Recording podcasts.
Yeah, it's like, man, it's like we're close.
I was like, that's awesome.
We're almost 40. I guess we look close to college. That's not too bad. But. All right. Well, thank you, Lauren, for coming on. And I hope everybody got a chance to get to know our editor a little bit better. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And we'll see you next week.
Next week. And
the week after.
I don't even know. Is that
the week after?
The last episode of the year.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Cheers, everybody.
Bye.